Ready? Please guide me along the way. Lord, if you lead me, I will not stray. Lord, if you lead me each day with thee, oh Lord, lead me, guide me along the way. This morning, God, I just want you to lead me. Lord, if you lead me, I will not go astray. Lord, if you love each day with thee, lead me, oh Lord, lead me, guide me along the way. Hallelujah. Lord, if you lead me, when I say, Lord, if you could each day with thee, lead me, oh Lord, lead me. I am lost if I take the road of grace. Lead me along the way. I know the Lord will lead me this morning. Lord, if you lead me, I would not go straight this morning. Lord, if you walk each day with thee, lead me, oh Lord, lead me. How many want the Lord to lead you this morning? Lead me, guide me along the way. Lord, if you lead me this morning, I will not go astray. I need you this morning. I need you like I never need you before. Oh, Lord, guide me this morning. Guide me. Oh, Lord, every hour I need you. Lord, if you guide me this morning, hallelujah, this morning. I can't do a thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Help me. Lord, the darkest time like we're doing now. Oh, the Lord, lead me, oh, lead me. Hallelujah this morning. I'm lost. Hallelujah. Don't take your hands off of me. Oh, Lord, yes. I am blind. Oh, I'm blind, Lord. Without your life, holy will to you. Oh, Lord. Lord, always give me. Oh, Lord, let me be my spirit, Lord, this morning. Me. Hold on. Lead me. Oh, Lord. Lead me. Hallelujah this morning. Oh, Lord, lead me. Oh, that's my prayer this morning. Lead me. Guide me. Oh, Lord, along the way. Hallelujah this morning. My God. Help me say it this morning. Lead. Oh, Lord, lead me, I won't when I scream, Lord, You, Lord, ask you, Lord, to give me the spirit this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, today with thee. Oh, Lord, lead me, oh, Lord. Lead me this morning. Hallelujah. I need some direction. I need the clarity this morning. I swear, that's my prayer. Lead me. Guide me, oh Lord, the way. Oh Lord, have mercy this morning. Lord, if you lead me, Lord, if you lead me, I will not stray. Oh Lord, you be Lord. Oh Lord, lead me. Walk. Oh, let me. Each day with thee, Lord, lead me, oh Lord, lead me. If you need direction this morning, you say, don't make mistakes to say, lead me, guide me alone. The way, so if you lead me, Lord, if you lead me this morning, oh, Lord, I will not go astray, Lord. Not astray. Oh, Lord, I cannot stray this morning. I send you, Lord. Oh, Lord, this morning. Oh, my God. Each day with thee. Oh, guide me this morning, Lord. Lead. My. Lead me, oh Lord. Oh, lead me. Just lead me this morning. Hallelujah. If you ask it this morning, say one more time, say, lead me. God, alone, go away. Oh, if you lead me, Lord. Lord, if you lead me, I will not stray. Ask the Lord, Lord, if you love me, Lord, if you walk, come on, Lord, Lord, if you walk for something. Lord, let you walk. Oh, Lord Jesus, give me the Lord, as we walk. My heart is broken. Lord, we walk. Oh, guide me this morning. Guide me this morning, Lord. Lean on me. I lean on you, Lord, this morning. Lean on me, Lord. Lean on me this morning. Lean on me this morning, God. Lord, oh, God, I love you this morning. Lean. Yes, I can't make this journey by myself, Lord. Let me walk. If we walk, oh, Lord. Lord, if we walk each day with thee, lead me, oh, Lord. Lead me. Guide me. Oh, the way, Lord, this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, if you lead me, I will not stray. Lord, if you lead me and pay me, stay, lead me, guide me. Love you this morning. I love you by the love of my heart. God bless you guys. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Honorable Cynthia Clark. The Word of God tells us in Philippians 4:9, finally, my brother, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, If there is any virtue in anything praiseworthy, meditate, think on these things. So, Father, we come to you this morning here on the Master's Call, thinking on those things, Lord. Father, we thank you that you are delivering our minds from anything that is not of you in the name of Jesus. And we get to start that off here on the Master's Call. Father, we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we thank you for the mandate, oh God, the torch that they have carried these 10 years here on the Master's Call. And we thank you, Lord, how they have just instilled so much into so many, God, and that this call is a blessing. Father, we thank you, and we ask that you continue to guide them, lead them along their way, God, and whatever they touch, God, let them prosper therein, because they are walking by your word and they are doing what you have called them to do. Father, we thank you for each and every family member and each and every new guest who has joined us this morning. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that everything be checked at the door and that the word of God that is going to go forth this morning, Lord, would penetrate our hearts, Lord, so that we, oh God, can be a blessing to someone else. Lord, we thank you for the speaker. God, that I know that she's going to bring a word that is downloaded from the throne room of God. Father, bless her indeed. Bless her family. Lead her, God. Guide her. Order her footsteps in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we thank you that you have hidden her behind the cross and that the Holy Spirit speaks through her in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we bind Satan in Jesus' name, because he nor are his cohorts wanted, allowed, invited to this call. We shut them out. We cast them out in the name of Jesus, because this call is covered by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And we give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now, as I always say in my family, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I love me some you. God bless you, and host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you, too, and what a powerful, powerful prayer on this morning. You could have just kept on going and took us on in with that. Good morning to you, and thank you for greeting and seating each and every one on this day and starting our day with that powerful prayer. Thank you for that. Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, thank you. Heard your heart this morning. Lead me, guide me along the way, and we definitely will be lost without him doing that. So thank you for singing it. Thank you for allowing us to hear your heart and taking us in to the throne room of grace. My name is Keisha Lee, and I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I welcome each and every one of you on the Master's Call today. And I just want to say happy anniversary to the Master's Call. What a staple it is in this nation. This Master's Call is an important call. It's a call that pushes you to your purpose and your destiny, and we're very grateful for the two co-founders that God used to start this for us. Our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we're grateful for you two ladies. And, you know, it was in October 2010 when this call got started, and like I said, we're so very grateful for it. The scripture foundation, this foundational scripture on which it stands is Psalms 88:13. It says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So I say to each and every one of you, get ready to be blessed today. We have a website that you can visit anytime you like, 24/7, and that's www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the site, as well as the bios of our speakers. The theme for the year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, or share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request and or a praise report, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or Prayer General Brenda Terrell will contact you. And even on Fridays, we take prayer requests and praise reports in the second half of that call. This phenomenal company, Artist International, was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now Artist Life, that has the great products to help the world become healthier. The new morning motivational calls are held Monday through Friday, Right after this call, a team of great leaders and experts are giving vital information on the benefits of the Wonderful Artist products. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Once again, it's 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617-POUND. The bypass number, if needed, is 716-293-9707. Well, today is Thursday, Testimonial Thursday, and we have the awesome dynamic director, Deborah Smith, that's hosting that call. Encourage each and every one of you on this call right now to jump on over when this call is over. Once again, I want to say happy anniversary to the TMC call. Happy anniversary, Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, for 11 years with artists. You are a true servant. You are a true servant in the Lord, and you are needed. You know, you're needed. So thank you for your service. At this time, I would like to read a bit of the bio of our speaker today, Mighty, Mighty Woman of God. When I heard that she was speaking, I've never read her bio, but I just said a quiet storm. That's what came to my spirit, because she's very, you know, quiet, soft-spoken on the call, but when she brings the word of God, it's like a storm that clears your path. So at this time, I would like to read a little bit, Pastor Candy Gelano Wilson. There are many, many accomplishments and successes that can be noted about her today. With her full bio, it includes professional, social, and civic accolades. However, the thing that she feels is most important is her walk with the Lord. She currently resides in Nashville, Tennessee. She is a member of Mount Zion Full Gospel Church and is the founder of Above the Clouds Ministry. Minister Candy says, by holding on to God's unchanging hands and faith in his word, we can all live above the storms that come in life. Her personal experiences, she knows that there have been many times when the storms, hurricanes, and tsunamis of life would have swept her away, but for God, seeing her through, she made it. So that's an encouraging word for each and every one of us today. And I love your relationship with your best friend on the call. To hear you guys giggle, you know, the youthfulness in that is a blessing. And I just, without further ado, I will introduce to some and present to others. Pastor Candy Gelano Wilson, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me, Minister Keisha?
I can hear you loud and clear. The floor is yours.
Great. Praise the Lord. Well, as I always say when I first come on, good morning, TMC family. I am honored to be your speaker this morning. Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, you are truly a jack of all trades. Thank you so much for leading us as you worshiped and sang the song, Lead Me, Guide Me, this morning. Thank you for worshiping and bringing us to a place of worship through song. Minister Willow, girl, you are so gifted. You know, God knew with whom he could entrust multiple gifts, and you are definitely one of those people. Your plate is always full, and not only are you a blessing and do multiple tasks here on the Master's Call, and most people, most of those of you who are listening don't know it, but Minister Woola's life is full of helping out in some capacity or another through her church or other social and civic organizations with which she is a member. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for being who you are and for a lifetime of sisterhood and friendship. Thank you for greeting the callers this morning, and thank you for all that you do all the time. Minister Keisha, I salute you. I salute you for so many reasons. First, I admire you because any mother who raises a teenage or young adult person who wants to be a part of a ministry like the Master's Call Most of us on here are much, 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 much older than your daughter. I salute you, and I think you deserve praise and recognition for that. Also, I love, I mean absolutely love, listening to your messages. There's always such an anointing, and I just absolutely adore you and honor you as well. Thank you for hosting and introducing me this morning. God bless you. What a day, what a day, what a week, what a month. TMC family, I, as you know, had begun a series on prayer last month, and I was going to continue with that this month today, but as I got up this morning, the Lord spoke to me, and I changed it just this morning. In keeping with the theme of this being our 10th anniversary, I thought I would go in a different direction, and here we are. Here we are in our 10th year of the Master's Call. Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? And it is all because of two beautiful, committed, determined, inspiring, obedient, God-fearing women, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. When they started this ministry, they did it all. They did it all. There was basically the two of them, and shortly, I guess within a month or so, Amber, Tiffany, and I joined. And the three of us, we really didn't know Jack. I mean, nothing in terms of delivering messages and that kind of thing. Amber would open the call with prayer, and a few months into it, Tiffany and I also began to open with prayer. And Tiffany would occasionally worship through song. But believe me, it was a process. Let me tell you about these two women of God. I remember one of the platinum presidents of Artis. She and her husband, I don't remember whether it was a weekly call meeting or whether it was a daily call meeting, but she and her husband hosted a call, and Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK were the featured spiritual components who would get on the call and start with prayer. The rest of the call was all about artist products and the business. God directed them to start this call. 10 years ago, October 25th, we started, or they started, this call. I remember our artist conferences always had a component of worship. We would close out the conferences on Sunday mornings with a service. I was so on a cloud. To be a part of an organization that worshiped and honored God, where you could also make some money and openly serve God, I mean, even during times when there was business meetings and all of that, there was always recognition and reverence to God. And I just absolutely adored and worshiped and just loved it. I was all in. I remember the conference in Atlanta, Georgia. I believe it was, well, I know it was 2010, and I remember that so well because there were three things that took place that Sunday morning. One was during the worship service, Dr. PK did one of the most beautiful, outstanding, memorable praise dances I had ever seen. I mean, she rocked, and it was just amazing. I loved it, and she was so anointed and so precise and so graceful and so elegant in her delivery. of that. It was like her movements were speaking and shouting words of praise and worship. Oh, I just remember it even today, 10 years later. The second thing was at the end of the service, we all had, there was a washing of the hands that was orchestrated by Dr. Vanessa. She had in advance gotten a number of people to attend the wash bowls in the back of the room, and the attendees would go to a washing station and wash their hands, symbolic of, you know, a baptism. And she also had those of us who were at the washing stations to pray with each person for whatever they needed or wanted prayer for. And the third reason I remember it is because during the conference, I guess it was right at the end of the conference, my daughter Jaira, who lived in Nashville, or who still lives in Nashville, I lived in Illinois at the time, at the end of the service, she called and she said, "Mom, pray. It is raining cats and dogs here in parts of Nashville, and it's starting to flood all over." Well, I was right in the right place with the right people at the right time. Amber and I started praying and rebuking the enemy. We prayed protection over Jaira and her home, and we redirected the waters to flow away from her. I'm sure you all recall, or maybe you don't, but 2010 was the year that Nashville suffered a great flood. Many people were killed, and much of the city was underwater. In fact, it took 2 years to rebuild Opryland Hotel, and many other areas of Nashville had to undergo reconstruction. Many homes were lost, and as I said before, some people lost their lives. Oh, but my God answered our prayer. Not only was my daughter spared from any personal injury in water coming into her house, but God used she and her husband to go out and rescue others who were stuck in their homes, and they had little boats and little dinghies and stuff, and they were going around the city rescuing people and taking food to those who were in need. That conference was such a spiritual high for me. I tell you, I knew then God wanted me to be a part of this great ministry. I didn't know how, and I didn't know why, but I knew that I was to be a part of it in some way. While I had been giving, had been given speeches and made presentations in the business world, I had never put together or delivered a spiritual message before joining the Master's Call. I remember sharing with Dr. PK my testimony about my mom being healed of cancer after she received a four-month death sentence and being sent home on hospice, and also about my son, who at 20 months old was given a death sentence. Dr. PK asked me to be the speaker on the call and share my testimony with the listeners. Now, mind you, I had not done any of this before. So I reluctantly, and I say again, reluctantly agreed. Well, little did I know that would be the beginning of me delivering messages to the TMC listeners. And I praise God for Dr. PK, for Dr. Vanessa. These two women saw in us, each of us have our own unique stories, but they saw in us what we did not see in ourselves. We had a heart to do it and a desire to do it, but we didn't know we could do it. But I am here to tell you, the Word of God says, I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. These two women of God let us know that they believed in us, They saw that we had hearts to serve. They assured us that we could. They gently nudged us little by little. They gave us just enough of a push for us to get out of our nest and see what God could do with a willing mind and a pure heart. And you know what? If we stumbled, they didn't let us fall. They were right there to catch us and put us right back in the nest until next time. And there was a next time. So, my TMC family, if any of you have a heart to serve, if you would like to be a bigger part of this ministry, if you want to grow in your walk with the Lord, let me tell you, this is a safe place for you to do it. We were all rusty, or worse, in the beginning. And some of us still are a little rusty. I know I am. But this is a place where you can make mistakes and not be ridiculed because of it. Instead, supported and encouraged by all of us. As the years have passed, many more saints have joined the team. Some have come and did their time and now gone on to do other things as God has called. But all have been blessed by being a part of this great ministry. There have been some changes to the structure of the call, but the main thread of the call has remained constant and unchanged. And that has been, and that still is, to lift up the name of the Lord, to glorify our Savior, Jesus Christ, and to preach the word of God. So, Dr. Vanessa, our Mother Eagle, Dr. PK, our Mother Super Fantastic, I honor you, and I thank you for being the example for us to follow. Thank you for being the teachers. Thank you for giving the support. And thank you for the encouragement that we needed for us to spread our wings and soar. Congratulations on 10 years of a good, good thing. I pray. We have many, many more. God bless you mightily. Back to you, Minister Keisha.
Can you hear me, Pastor Candy?
I can hear you. I can.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wow, 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 wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for allowing God to change your heart this morning and giving us the birthing history of the Master's Call, because I didn't know that, and that just the way you told it, it was like I was there. You know, I can see it was like a story. So I appreciate you sharing that information. That's important to know the birthing of this great ministry. So I appreciate that. And I know everyone on the line that didn't know appreciate that as well. So I'll call you back in a few moments to give us the benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you, Father, for who you are. We thank you, Lord, that you're mighty. We thank you, Lord, that you're faithful. We thank you, Lord, that you are good. We thank you, Lord, that we serve a loving God. We thank you right now, God, that you're slow to anger, Father God. But, Lord, you give grace abundantly, Father. We bless you right now, Father. We call on your anointing right now. We call that your glory rests right now, God, on your daughter, Father God. I thank you, Father, that she is one of your whales, oh, Father. I thank you, Father God, that she poured out so vividly today. God, that you pour into her more abundantly, Father, and let her will overflow like never before. Bless her home. Bless her family, oh, Father God. Give her the desires of her heart, Almighty God, and continue to order her steps, oh, God, as she allow you to change her heart, God, in situations, Father. I thank you, Father, for her salute today, oh, Father God, and I receive that, Father. Bless her mightily for that, Father. I thank you right now, God. I thank you for the two mighty daughters of yours, God, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, Father. We lift them up before you right now, God, and we thank you with your mighty hand and your outstretched arm, God, Lord, that you continue to lead them and guide them in all things, oh, Father. Bless them, Father God, for allowing them, Father God, for you changing their heart, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and putting them in a place, God, that shall bless the masses, oh, God, the TMC call, Father. Bless their homes. Bless their families, God, their extended families, God. Everything that concerns them, Father, see about it, Father, like only you can. We thank you for that right now, Father. Lord, we lift up Mother Josie and Mother Oliver and Mother Eleanor unto you right now, God. Lord, that your hand is upon them, God, and that you're moving in a mighty way. We thank you right now, God, for those that are sick, Father God, in their bed of affliction, Father, that you're able to raise them up again another, Father, and we thank you for that. Father, we pray for every bereaved family on today, Father. There's many in 2020, Father, but, Lord, we know that you're able to comfort each and every one, oh, Father God, and bring them into a place of peace, oh, Father. We speak a peace like a river, Father, in their life, oh, Father, like never before. And each and every person that's on this call today, Father God, for the last 10 years, Father, Lord, send a blessing to their home. Send a blessing to their life like never before, Father. We thank you, Father, Lord, that you can do the exceedingly, the abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us, God. And we know there's power in agreement, Father. We thank you, Father, as you redirected the water, Father, and that was power in agreement, Father, that you can do, oh, Father God, just what we need you to do for the people, Father. We love you today. We lift up the Artist Life family, Father, the founders, the co-founders, Father, every distributor, every customer, oh, Father God, Lord, that you bless them, oh, Father, like only you can. Father, we love you today for that, Father. To hear this powerful playback message, you can call 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. The new motivational call is next, Testimonial Thursday, that's hosted by the dynamic director, Deborah Smith. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Woola, for greeting everyone and opening the call with that powerful prayer today. Thank you, Honorable Cynthia Cox, for singing and worshiping the Lord from your heart today. And once again, Pastor Candy, thank you. Thank you for this this powerful message on today, the birthing of the TMC call, and just your salutes. Thank you for that. Can you come back and close us with a benediction this morning?
Sure. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Take it away.
Great. TMC family, I pray happiness to keep you sweet, enough trials to keep you strong, enough sorrows to keep you human, enough hope to keep you happy, enough success to keep you eager, enough failure to keep you humble, enough friends to give you comfort, enough wealth to meet your needs, enough enthusiasm to look forward, enough faith to banish depression, enough determination to make each day better than yesterday. Lord, I pray that we see and hear you more clearly, follow you more nearly, and love you more dearly. God bless you all. Go out and have a wonderful, super fantastic day. Amen. Bye-bye.